Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. You're in the lounge today with Jim Stroud and Joe Scott, who is the VP of Marketing for PhotoBlocker. How are you, Joe?
Good, good. Thank you for having me on your show.
Not a problem. PhotoBlocker, when I came across it, I thought it was pretty interesting, and after talking to you for a few moments earlier, I was seeing some interesting applications, HR-related applications, as it were. Mm-hmm. Before I go into that, though, tell the audience a little bit about your product and what it does.
Well, PhotoBlocker is a high-gloss, clear, reflective finish that you put on your license plate. Basically, what you do is you remove your license plate, you lay it flat, and you spray it with PhotoBlocker spray. You put a nice, thick coating on it, about four layers. You let it dry, and then you put it back on your car. And it will have a very nice, glossy, reflective finish to it. And when you go past one of these red light cameras or speed cameras that use flash, and they try to take your picture with the flash is reflected off that glossy surface back to the camera, blinding it, making the ticket, making the image unreadable. If they can't read your tag, you can't get a ticket.
Very interesting. I've seen a lot of these cameras in other states, and I'm beginning to see them in Atlanta as well. Mm-hmm. As far as the HR implications for this, as we were talking earlier, and we were discussing how some people have approached you, companies, wondering if they should pay for their employees' tickets, if they're truck drivers and if they're telecommuting, that kind of thing. What have you heard about that? Let's sort of revisit that, if you would.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of small businesses are really infuriated by getting these red light camera tickets. And it's, as you know, it's not the driver who gets the ticket. The ticket is mailed to the owner of the car, the registered owner. So if you have a small business and you have like seven or eight trucks for delivery and you have eight drivers, if any of them get a ticket, the ticket is sent to you as the owner and you have to pay it. Or you have to sort out who it is that that was driving the truck and then pay the ticket and then get yourself reimbursed by taking it or docking the employee from his salary. And this has caused a lot of problems. I mean, if you have a driver that's going out there, you know, working 8 hours, at $10 an hour, and he comes back and there's a ticket waiting for him for $150, the whole day's work is shot.
So what do you have for the argument where people say, well, the whole idea of having a camera is to sort of stop these speeders, and are you giving, speeders a license to do whatever they want because of your product?
Not at all, not at all. I mean, it's been shown that these cameras malfunction. That's the biggest problem we have. I mean, you don't even have to break the law, or you don't have to speed or run a red light. Sometimes it might be the car right next to you that might trigger the camera, but you end up getting the ticket. There's a lot of problems with the software. There's a lot of problems with the mechanics of these cameras, and they continuously make mistakes. And there is no way to fight the ticket after you get a ticket, even though you know that ticket was undeserved. So proving your innocence is really, really difficult. And fighting City Hall and winning is a challenge. So what we're saying is the best thing to do is obey the law, don't speed, don't run red lights, but just in case you come across a camera that's malfunctioning, just to come across a yellow light that's very short, if you come across a system that's rigged against you and it's a trap, protect yourself. That's all we're saying.
Now, you partner with a lot of different companies with your product.
Yes.
What type of companies tend to be your best clients?
Well, small businesses that have delivery businesses. For example, we have a customer in Maryland, Baltimore Auto Supply. They have a few vans. What they do is they go around delivering auto parts, and they found out their drivers were getting tickets left and right. And when they investigated the tickets, they found out it was a speeding ticket that the driver got. But when they went to the actual physical location, the posted speed limit was 35 miles an hour. However, the ticket said the posted speed limit was 25.
Mm-hmm.
So the ticket was an error. And they went and fought the ticket. They got the ticket dismissed. But the owner said, I can't go through this again. And several employees threatened to quit if they kept getting tickets. So he contacted us, and he got a supply of PhotoBlocker. He put it on all his delivery vans on the license plates. And ever since then, no problem.
How much money do you think your product will save a company overall?
Well, I mean, before Baltimore Auto Supply came to us, they had racked up close to like $1,500 in tickets.
Hmm.
And after that, no more tickets. So right there, we've seen probably saved them another $1,500 and then some. And the problem is, the more cameras are put in place, the more your chances of coming across them and getting entrapped. So if you have photo blocker on your license plate, regardless of the number of cameras out there, you have a fighting chance of avoiding unnecessary tickets.
As far as how this product can relate more to recruiters, what would you have to say about that in that regard?
Well, all I have to say to all your audience is, please do not wait till you get your first ticket. Don't wait till you get your first ticket to come look us up and buy our product. Prevention is the best cure. Put photo blocker on your license plate and avoid getting entrapped and getting unjust traffic tickets. However, most people who are listening to this or who are going to be reading this will not be buying our product until they get their first ticket. Then, if they get the first ticket, what they should do is come to our website, photoblocker.com, and we have an ebook written by a traffic court judge. It's called Fight Back, How to Win Red Light and Speed Camera Tickets in Court. And it shows you 10 to 15 tricks on what you should do after you get your ticket to get your ticket dismissed. But after you get your ticket dismissed, please buy our product, Photoblocker Spray, put it on your license plate, and let this never happen again.
So I guess the key word here is prevention.
Prevention. Prevention, prevention, prevention. And if you do get the ticket, fight it. You have a good chance of winning.
You selling a lot of these?
Oh, yeah. We've sold over 500,000.
Whoa.
I mean, this, here in the U.S., this is just the beginning. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is going to get worse. They're making so much money off these cameras. Everybody is, like, you know, running towards these companies trying to get the cameras installed. D.C. alone, with 89 cameras, made $181 million.
Say that again?
$181 million in red light and speed camera tickets generated in D.C. alone. And guess what? This program was supposed to reduce accidents. However, when Washington Post did a study, they found out after all these years and after $181 million in fines collected, accidents are up considerably.
Why are the accidents up? Are the cameras, are people like slamming their brakes on or something? Or?
Yeah. See, usually when there's a big problem at an intersection with a lot of people running red lights, all these people are not wanton criminals. Nobody runs red lights intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of people are law-abiding people, and given enough time to stop, they will. The problem is, it's the short yellow light. If you find out that a lot of people cannot come to a full stop and they have to run the light, that means they need more time. So if you lengthen the yellow light by 1 to 1.5 seconds, you can eliminate red light running. This was proven in Virginia. Fairfax City, Virginia, there was one intersection that had a red light camera, and that thing was making a lot of money. So people were, like, furious, so they complained and complained and complained. Finally, the Department of Transportation sent an engineer out to check out if everything was fine. The engineer found out that the yellow light was a little too short, so he decided to lengthen it by 1.5 seconds. After that happened, guess what happened?
What?
Red light running went down to zero.
Wow.
Zero.
Wow. So really, the underlying reason for a lot of these cameras is just sort of a cash cow for the municipality.
Gotcha. Yeah, you sneeze, you snooze, you make a mistake, gotcha, pay me. And,
wow.
You know, the problem is, it's the owner who's responsible. You could have you could have somebody driving your car.
Mm-hmm.
If they get a ticket, you're the one who has to pay for it.
Mm.
And if you were not the one driving, then you have to snitch and give the person's name and driver's license so that they can issue the ticket to the other person.
Wow.
So they're getting, you know, they're making you do law enforcement work.
Now, the thing about your product, too, that I noticed was that it's like a spray so that if someone is looking at it, like see if you drive by a police car and they happen to glance at it, they wouldn't notice.
They wouldn't know.
That it was sprayed at all.
It only fools the cameras that are using flash, which is the majority. But to the naked eye, there is no distortion. That's the beauty of the product.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and it works. And we were lucky enough to have it tested by 5 police departments. Investigative reporters from Washington Post, Washington Times have done stories on us. Actually, we were on the front page of Washington Post and Washington Times. And the product was so effective that the state of Illinois has banned it by name. legislation. And guess what happened right after that? Our sales just exploded.
Sure,
everybody said, like, wow, if a state is going to ban such a product, it really must work.
How can they, but if they banned it in that state and someone uses it, you can't really tell it's there until
the
picture is taken. So it's sort of useless to ban it.
It's a toothless law. There is no way to enforce it. And first of all, they have to catch you spraying it. Then they have to find out that you do actually have it. And then they have to take a picture, with one of those red light cameras and then find out that that unreadable license plate was you. So all these things have to be in a row. All the docs have to be in a row for them to, enforce that law or to punish you, and which will never happen.
Right, he's going to go through all that trouble.
Yeah. So it's a scare tactic, you know. They don't want people to, you know, use our products because it's going to affect the revenue.
Now, do you have to spray it on there every other week or month or something? Or
no,
just...
it's a one-time application, good for life. It's permanent.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and for $29.99, you get a can of photoblocker that's 6 ounces, and each can will do four plates for you, four plates. So for less than $7 a plate, you're protecting yourself. So if it saves you even one ticket that's worth $100, boom, it's paid for itself. And if it does it over and over again through the life of your car or license plate, that's a very good investment. Very good investment.
Wow. Wow. Very interesting. Well, I appreciate your time here in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Oh, thank you.
If someone wanted more information, actually, before we go, if someone wanted more information about your product, is there a webpage or something you could direct them to?
Yes. They can go to photoblocker.com. That's photoblocker.com.
Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.